Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, Hans Conried, Gail Gordon, Elliot Lewis, B. Benaderet, Meredith Wilson, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, as we look in at the Burns home today, we find Gracie talking to her friend and neighbor, Mrs. Morton.
I tell you, Gracie, it's wonderful. Every husband and wife should take a vacation from one another now and then.
But why, Glenn?
After so long a time, a husband starts getting on your nerves. Now, take Harry and me, I said to myself. I can't stand one more look at that big, ugly ape.
My!
Then we took this vacation from one another. And you know something, Gracie?
What?
Now I can look at the big, ugly ape. You want to try it on George?
But we don't need a vacation.
All married people do. They see too much of one another.
Well, I don't see too much of George. Especially not in this cold weather when he wears his long underwear. All I see are his nose and toes.
Listen, Gracie, sooner or later, any husband gets on your nerves. If you were married to President Truman, he'd get on your nerves. If you were married to Clark Gable, he'd get on your nerves. If you were...
Wait a minute. I'd like to stay married to Gable a little longer.
There's no two ways about it, Gracie. Married people have got to take a vacation from one another every so often. If they don't, they start nagging, picking at one another.
Oh, not judging me.
Now think, Gracie. Doesn't George do a lot of backbiting?
Oh, my goodness, no. He pinches me now and then.
Listen, Gracie, you may not realize it, but George nags at you just like every other husband. He picks at you, bullies you.
No, he doesn't, Blanche.
Oh, no? How long have you been married?
14 years.
Ha! I tell you, Gracie, if you'll just look for it, you'll find plenty to quarrel with George about.
But really, Blanche, I can.
You're not trying. Look for the hidden meaning in what he says to you. Those little subtle slams and digs. Why, he's treating you like a dog and you don't even know it.
He is?
Certainly.
Well, he can't get away with that.
Atta girl.
Oh, just wait till he comes home. I'll fix him.
Now you're talking.
Oh, I'll teach him to nag me after I've given him the 7 years of my life.
Hello, sugar.
Nagging. Always nagging.
Huh?
I can't stand it any longer.
Well, I called you sugar.
Oh, sure. It was your sneaky way of saying my figure's getting lumpy.
That's not true. You've never been slimmer in your life.
Oh, I'm just a bag of bones, huh?
Gracie, something has gotten into you.
Now I'm lumpy again.
I mean, you're not yourself.
How dare you talk to a strange woman?
Look, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Oh, I can't stand it any longer, George. You always nag me, pick at me, bully me.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. How long have we been married?
14 years.
Ha!
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it was very convincing when I heard it.
Look, Gracie.
Let's face it, George. We're getting on one another's nerves.
Maybe I'm getting on your nerves, but you're not getting on mine.
Oh, you see? You're even too selfish to let me on.
Look, Now, wait a minute.
Well, unless we're careful, I can see what the future holds for us. I'll pack up and leave. I'll go to Reno. I'll get a divorce. I'll find another husband. Things like that can break up our marriage.
Gracie, are you serious?
Yes, dear. There's only one solution. We've got to take a vacation from one another. But
darling, I couldn't stand it without you. I love you. I adore you. You're part of me.
Nagging. Always nagging.
I said you're part of me.
If I'm part of you, I'm lumpy again. But we can't go on this way. Fighting, bickering, spitting at each other like cats.
We don't do that.
We do, too. If we don't take this vacation from each other, our marriage will go... Ah, you see? We're spitting at each other.
Do you mind if I sit down? This whole thing is making me a little dizzy.
Now, look, George. Here comes Mr. Judson, the Texas oil man. Maybe you could vacation on his ranch.
I don't want a vacation. And I don't think you're going to have a vacation.
Come in.
Howdy, little lady.
Hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little man.
Hiya, Tex.
You know, I was just telling George that he ought to take a vacation in Texas. But he doesn't want to.
What?
Don't get excited. I think Texas is beautiful.
How dare you sit there and say that Texas is beautiful?
Isn't it?
Yeah, but when you speak that name, stand up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's better. Much better. Yes, sir. Now, for a real vacation, you come down to my home state. You ain't lived till you've seen Texas. I can tell by the way you look that you ain't seen it.
Look, Mr. Judson, you don't have to sing the praises of Texas.
Oh, now, you're right. You're right, man. I don't. There's been many a fine song wrote that does that for me. My Blue Texas, Under Texas
Moon. Wait a minute.
Moon.
Hold it. Eh? My Blue Texas? Isn't it My Blue Heaven?
Same thing. You know the song I mean. It's just Molly and me and the babies make 23.
Oh, no, Mr. Judson. That's just Molly and me and the baby make 3.
Not in Texas.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm not taking a vacation in Texas or any place else. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't afford it. I'm not as rich as you are.
Rich? Well, I only got 30 million.
Last time I saw you, I had 29.
Yeah? Well, my wife had a little hard luck.
Trouble for
yes, she did. Yes, she sure had hard luck. She went out to the garden to get a radish, yanked out one with an extra long root, and up come another darn oil well. The radish give my wife indigestion.
Oh, my goodness, she really hit the jackpot. From one radish, she got oil and gas.
Of life. Very timely, Meredith. What with the 89th anniversary of Victor Herbert's birth coming up in a few days?
He was born in Dublin, as you know, Toby. But Herbert became one of America's most dearly loved composers. We're all sentimentalists at heart, and there's a charming sentimental quality in almost every song he composed.
Yes, and don't forget the stories of his operettas. Most Americans can't resist a tender romance. And let's admit it, we like happy endings, too. Victor Herbert gives us both, wrapped up in melodies as gay and sparkling as any ever written. No wonder the operettas of Victor Herbert's are such perennial favorites in every part of this land. No wonder his songs have become such a rich and enduring part of the American scene.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a rich melody has made Victor Herbert's song such a popular part of the American scene, so too has the superb flavor made Maxwell House the favorite brand of coffee on the American scene. For we Americans love our coffee, and today this fact is significant. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand at any price. The reason for this nationwide preference is simple. It's flavor. That mellow, good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor you can credit to the skilled blending of these premium coffees. Monazzali's for Melanus. Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees for robust vigor. And Bucaramanga's for fine full body. All painstakingly combined in a truly great blend, radiant roasted to flavor perfection. And brought to you roaster fresh two ways, either in the familiar blue tin or in the brand new ultra vacuum glass jar. Friends, tomorrow why don't you enjoy America's favorite brand of coffee? You can do it for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Insist on Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. When Gracie gets sold on an idea, nothing can budge her. And Mrs. Morton has sold her on the idea that all married couples need to take vacations from one another.
Well, we've got to do it, George. It's the only way we can be happy.
But, Gracie, that's ridiculous. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I worship
you. I worship you.
Every moment I spend with you is a joy.
Every moment I spend with you is a joy.
Then why are we separated?
So we can be happy.
Oh, what's the use?
George, be sensible about this thing. After so long a time, a husband just naturally becomes neglectful.
But, Gracie, I haven't neglected you.
Did you give me a present on our anniversary?
Certainly.
Did you give me a present at Christmas?
Of course.
Did you give me a present on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Did you give me a present on Lincoln's birthday?
Lincoln's birthday? No. What am I supposed to give you on Lincoln's birthday?
A Lincoln.
Look, Gracie.
We need a vacation, George.
This is murder. Let me... Come in. Hello, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Hello, Meredith. Say, Meredith, maybe you can reason with Gracie. You two have got heads just alike.
Well, I believe her hair's a little longer than mine.
Just barely. Look, Meredith, I'm in trouble. Gracie thinks we should separate for a while.
Oh, golly. Before you do a thing like that, let me tell you a story about a couple in Mason City, Iowa. This fellow was having trouble with the crow stealing his corn. He put scarecrow after scarecrow out in the field, but it did no good. Then one day he had his wife stand out in the cornfield. Well, sir, not only did the crows stop stealing the corn, but they brought back corn they stole 3 years ago.
What's that got to do with Gracie and me separating?
Nothing, but I wanted to tell a story while you were both still here.
You're a big help.
Well, no matter what he said, it wouldn't help because I've made up my mind.
Dolly, there must be some way to keep you two from separating. They say the children can hold a husband and wife together.
Say, that's it. What's it?
You may adopt me as your son.
Look, stupid.
Yes, Daddy?
Don't call me Daddy.
Very well, Papa.
Oh, scram.
Oh, please, George. Let me be your son. Think how wonderful it would sound at night to hear the patter of little feet in my room.
Your feet aren't little.
No, but I intend to bring along my white mice.
Out. Now listen, Grace. If you forget this vacation idea, I'll buy you a new hat.
A new hat?
A new hat.
Black straw with a wide brim?
With a wide brim.
With ostrich feathers?
Ostrich feathers.
Covered with fruit and long veil?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be caught dead in a hat like that.
I give up.
Well, I'll go pack your things, dear. What will you need?
Just a jacket.
What kind of a jacket? Short?
No, straight.
I didn't know you had a straight jacket. I'd like to see you in it sometime.
It's a matter of hours. I'll be there. Anyway.
Well, you'll need more than that. I'll go pack you a bag.
Well, I've got to stop this vacation. Make us both miserable. Wonder if I could do it if I suddenly became very attentive and gave a flower. Or better yet, a gold wristwatch. Or a diamond bracelet. Or a fur coat. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll give her flowers. I'll have them sent right over. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Burns. I have some flowers for you.
Wonderful. They may save my happy home. Just put them in the... Hey, aren't you the same fellow who delivered the ink from the drugstore and the soup from the cleaner?
That's right.
And you got mad and broke up the ink and tore up my soup?
Now, don't hold me responsible for that, Mr. Burns. I was unhappy in my work. But now I've found the perfect job, delivering flowers. Sweet, fragrant flowers. Mother Nature sent them.
Well, that's fine.
I'm so happy with this job.
Well, it's nice you're happy with your work. Now, let's have the flowers.
Oh, don't call it work. Delivering flowers is fun. As I stride along, I open the box and inhale their fragrance. I smell from one end of town to the other.
Look, I'd like the flowers.
I'm so happy with this job.
Happy, snappy, hand over the flowers.
I bless the day I started delivering flowers. I bring joy to old and young.
Well, I'm old and my wife is young. Bring her some joy.
I'm so happy with this job.
Aren't you happy?
Do you know what gives flowers their fragrance? It's the pollen you sniff.
Well, my wife will sniff the pollen. I promise you. Just give me...
Wait a minute. Some people are allergic to pollen. If your wife sniffs it, it might give her hay fever.
Look,
her eyes will water. Her nose will run. She'll sneeze.
Gesundheit can give me the flowers.
She'll be miserable. She won't be able to breathe. She won't be able to eat or sleep.
Look, mister.
She'll waste away to skin and bone. They'll take her to the hospital.
Mister.
She'll lie there in agony, hovering between life and death.
Mister.
And all because the florist made me deliver these stinking flowers.
Look,
well, they can't force me to ruin a woman's health. I won't do it. I'll quit this lousy job.
Please give me the flowers.
And murder your wife? Never! I'll trample them into the dust!
Hey.
I'll stop them! There! I've saved her life. Goodbye.
Here's Meredith Wilson on the orchestra.
I've decided you should go to Palm Springs.
But, honey, I don't want to go.
Oh, now, dear, it's the only way to save our marriage, and besides, you love it there. That's where I went to get those beautiful grapefruit and dates at Christmas time. Oh, I remember driving through a town called 28 Palms.
They call the place 29 Palms.
Not after I go through.
You hit one.
Well, it was lying right across the main street.
Why didn't you see it?
It wasn't lying there till I hit it.
Look, Gracie, I don't want to be away from you. We're happy. We're compatible. We've got so much to hold us together. Now, why should we... Come in.
Hi, Burns.
Hello, Bill.
Bill, maybe you can help me convince Gracie.
Convince her of what, George?
That we have so much to hold us together.
Oh, well, she has, but I never could figure out what's holding you together.
Thanks for the help, comedian.
Bill, you misunderstood. I think our marriage will be happier if George goes away.
Well, but Gracie, if George goes away, something terrible might happen.
What?
Well, he might come back.
Do you think Hope will ever quit and give you a spot?
Well, nevertheless, Bill, he's going to Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, mm-hmm. Huh? You know, I was there last week. What a wonderful spot. Sunshine, palm trees. I came back with a carload of grapefruit and oranges.
Did you bring back any dates?
No, my motto is love them and leave them.
Gracie means the kind of dates you pick up on the palm tree.
Oh, I picked up most of mine on street corners.
No, Bill, I mean the kind of dates you stuff.
That's the kind I mean, Gracie. They ate like crazy.
Bill, we're talking about the dates you see stacked in a market.
I saw some in a market, and boy,
oh, were they stacked.
Intelligent, too, George. They were buying Maxwell House coffee. You know, with more than 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Well, when those girls found out that I sold Maxwell House, did they go for me? Well, they hugged me and they kissed me.
Bill.
I'm so happy with this job. I said to the girls, George, I said, girls, listen, Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. And then they said, tell us more, you big, handsome, curly-headed brute.
Look, modest boy.
So I told them that Maxwell House came to them roaster fresh two ways. And they said, what do you mean, you blonde bombshell? And I said, well, it's roaster fresh, whether you get it out of the familiar blue vacuum tin or get it out of the brand new ultra vacuum glass jar.
Hey, Bill, since you're an expert at getting things out of a jar, see if you can get this vacation idea out of Gracie's head.
Okay, George. Gracie, let George stay home.
Yeah.
He'll be miserable at Palm Springs.
Yeah.
There's no place for a man like him.
Yeah.
It's full of gorgeous girls in bathing suits.
Yeah? Hey, that's not a bad...
George Burns! That settles it. You are not going to Palm Springs.
Well, hallelujah. That ends the vacation.
No, it doesn't. I'm going to Palm Springs.
It doesn't end.
Come on, dear. We'll take your things out of this bag and put mine. See, whole cream, wrinkle cream, skin strap, nightgown, and girdle. There, your things are out.
There must be some way to talk you out of it. I'll be right back. I hate to bother you so often, Dr. Miller, but Gracie has got another of those notions that only a psychiatrist can straighten out.
What is it this time, George?
She thinks husbands and wives can be happy unless they vacation for one.
Yeah, probably a childhood fixation. Perhaps a parent quarrel had differences. You send Gracie over and I'll question.
Thanks, Doc. Those screwy ideas of hers drive me nuts. Honestly, sometimes I wonder why I ever married her.
Quite simple to a psychiatrist, George. You married Gracie because of a pronounced and ineradicable inclination toward the hedonic aspects of gastronomy.
What does that mean? You like to eat. I'll send Gracie right over.
And don't worry, George. I guarantee to make your home life just as happy as mine.
Thanks.
Now, Gracie, I want to question you about your child. Tell me, did your father and mother have differences?
Oh, yes, yes. He was a man and she was a woman.
Not those differences. I mean, did they quarrel a great deal?
Oh, no. Mama loved Papa. At night when she saw him coming up the walk, she'd stick a clothespin on her nose and run to the door and kiss him.
She stuck a clothespin on her nose?
Yes. Well, Papa worked in the fish market.
I appreciate the explanation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got along beautifully and raised the biggest family in San Francisco.
How many children did they have?
Well, I don't know. Mama never bothered to count them.
She didn't count them?
No. When school let out, Mama'd open the door, and when the house got full, she closed it.
Gracie, would you like to lie down?
No, thanks.
You mind if I do? Thanks. Now, Gracie, husbands and wives do not have to take vacations from one another to be happy. Take my wife Gladys and me. We've never been apart.
And are you happy?
Extremely. If you don't believe me, ask Gladys. She's in the next room.
All right, I will. I want to be fair about it. Hello, Gladys.
Oh, hello, Gracie. Are you having a treatment today?
No, no. Just a little chat with the doctor. He tells me that you and he are very happy.
Indeed, we are. Sigmund is such a wonderful husband.
Oh, then you've never noticed how he picks at you and bullies you?
But he doesn't.
Oh, no? How long have you been married, Gladys?
12 years.
Ha!
What?
Listen, Gladys, you may not realize it, but your husband...
Well, Doc, how'd you make out with Grace?
George, I guarantee to make your home life just as happy as mine.
And you did?
Yes. Our wives just left together for Palm Springs.
Oh, no.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Meredith Wilson and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Gracie, you come back. You didn't go to Palm Springs.
Well, I couldn't leave you, Judge. I got as far as 27 palms and turned back.
It's now 27 palms? The last time you told me it was 28.
Yeah, well, I had a little hard luck. I drove through it again and down with another darn palm tree.